So 13 years ago, Sean started Surface Shield Roofing Company. He started as a coating specialist in the industry. And then in 2010, we became a full service roofing company. At this point, we started doing all kinds of roofs, things like that. And then simultaneously, in the year that he became a full service roofing company contractor, right? He also started a business with a lifelong friend, Kevin Muir, who had a general contracting license. This was United Pacific Builders. So over the last 10 years, we have been running both companies parallel, simultaneously, right? Both are pro service companies. They did the payroll, they do the onboarding. So it was very, it was a natural merger, because what's happening with Surface Shield Roofing is that it's expanding substantially in the federal and state and public sector contracts delivery game, right? And so as Surface Shield continued to grow, the need for using the building side, it came more into focus. And the guys have been working side by side for years. So if a contract, Sean got an opportunity that was more fitting for the general contracting firm, he would give it over to the general contracting side. And so we kind of had these two things operating, but growing, right? Kind of nuts for me, administratively. Pro service always played nice. And you know, some guys were hosted on both payrolls and they would jump back and forth. So anyway, so in 2020, which we didn't know there was gonna be a pandemic, but we decided we were gonna go for it and we were gonna put the companies together. And so with that came the birth of Surface Shield Roofing and Construction. By the end of 2020, all the licensing and everything was in place. Pro Service played an integral part in making sure that happened, because they were able to provide all the documentation for workers' compensation, validation of good standing, all these different things, right? And so now here we are, first quarter of 2021 behind us, Pro Service effectively offboarded 40 people from one company, 15 people from another, added 9 more people. And now here we are rolling into quarter 2 strong. They've already finished 20 project milestones from the GC side, 56 projects for the roofing side. It is just a total blitz machine. And I tell you, that Pono team, they have earned every penny this quarter with all those people, because it did require new applications, new workers' compensation. But what they did was they did it very intelligently. They had a lot of this data. So they were able to pre-populate, help us package it properly. So it wasn't a very time consuming, cumbersome process. We had a lot of meetings on the front end to get it rolling, and then we just executed it, because we literally needed to turn the lights off and the lights on simultaneously for one and the other. So it was a pretty big learning experience for all of us, but they supported so much on the onboarding with the company. Workers' compensation codes, proper taxation, all this stuff. I didn't have to think about that. All I had to think about was making sure the applications were filled out properly, documentation intact, and it was a nice, aggressive, clean, turning the lights on for the new company. So the roofing and construction, it will be providing a lot of help in the private sector from contracting standpoint, but the goal of the company is really to move into helping restore the infrastructure for the public sector. The school system is our number one client there, because as you can see, you know, a lot of our schools are open air. The Department of Education is working really hard, retrofitting them with AC units, things like that. But there are other construction projects that need to be done. Why would you fix a classroom if its roof is leaking? You know, so we have been able to bring the two firms together and really expand our ability to deliver with the Department of Education specifically. Now we'll be working with the Navy on different contracts in the summer. So overall, the goal is to expand so we can provide, at the end of the day, more money for everybody. I mean, my goal, ultimate goal, is pretty lofty in the next 5 years for my heads of divisions and stuff. I want people going to work and loving what they do, but also feeling compensated, feeling heard, feeling like it sucks to be in a dead-end job. You're doing the same thing. There's no growth. There's no change, you know? And really, when they see the Gregory show up, they're like, holy shit, it's going down. They're back. You know what I mean? Because they know we've been working on these little projects in the background, and now it's implementation time. It's exciting for them. A 40-hour week goes by and like that. They were like, it's May. What happened to April? Because we've been churning so hard and so fast.